This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek, and we've discussed calf barn ventilation in the wintertime in the past, but let's get a refresher course on the best way to ventilate barns during the cold winter months.
Yeah, I think in my opinion, the preferred solution is a ventilation system that can provide high volumes of low-speed air in the winter, fresh low-speed air in the winter, and high volumes of fast-moving air in the summer when we need heat abatement, fly control, helps keep the bedding dry, or stuff like that. And to me, the ideal system would be if we could have one system that can do all that. And that was really the impetus that led behind the flap duct ventilation system, is that we can provide high levels of fresh volume with one system, and then we can manipulate and control the airspeed that hits the calf based on how we run the system, the internal membrane and baffle system and all that. And what that allows us to do is have a high volume, low speed system in the winter and a high volume, high speed system in the summer, and allows us to control speed based on outside temperature.
How long has the flap duct system been around?
So the initial idea came in late 2014, early 2015. I worked on some engineering designs on that. I got my first test tubes because at the time this had never been done. So I wanted to get some test tubes out in the field. And I got test tubes out in the field in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Alberta that winter of 2015 to test this concept. And we ran it in the winter 2015 through the spring and into the summer and collected performance data on that. And it wasn't until we started getting feedback, you know, in those three seasons, you know, over those really those months, that we knew we had something with a good concept there, because the performance of those barns that we put these test tubes in were significantly better than the previous systems that they had. And so we've been doing these types of systems now since 2015 with good results.
And when you were starting that in 2015, you were talking about the research being done in the 70s and 80s. About four exchanges per hour. Was that thought in your head in 2015?
Yeah, exactly right. And so people think that the flap duct, the invention of the flap duct, is the core ventilation concept. That actually isn't the core concept. The core concept behind it was that I believe that we're underventilating barns in the winter. We need to get higher volume ventilation systems in these barns in a manner that can deliver more volume of air in a non-drafty manner. And then I thought, but boy, it would be nice if we could have that same volume in the summer, but make it drafty. And chasing that goal was actually what was led to the flap duct. So the flap duct is a cool invention and definitely an advancement in ventilation technology. But the core concept behind it, that we need to move beyond four air exchanges per hour in the winter to higher ventilation rates without a draft, that was really the core driving factor that led to its invention.
Once again, we've emphasized in the past, but again, the reason to go beyond four exchanges per hour in your calf barn in the wintertime?
Well, when people are nervous about doing more than four air exchanges per hour in the winter, it's generally because they assume that it will come with a draft. You know, if you've ever raised calves in outdoor hutches, you know that even in the winter, the calves have a significantly low respiratory disease rate. And they're out there in cold temperatures. And if it's January and it's 0 degrees out and it's a calm, still day, nobody worries about those calves. They perform very well. It's only when we get a cold, nasty draft on those calves that they do poor in cold weather. And so take those concepts. We know calves in outdoor hutches do well. And take those concepts and say, does it make sense if a calf in an outdoor hutch has an unlimited volume of fresh air to breathe? Does it at least make sense that maybe we're underventilating these barns by only doing four air exchanges per hour? And I think it just inherently makes sense.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More details at crystalcreeknatural.com.
The beef story of 2020 includes increased demand at retail as pandemic-related restrictions limited dine-out options.
We did see consumers head to beef in the meat case at retail without a doubt.
Paul Dykstra of Certified Angus Beef says regarding beef in general and his product in particular,
my observation is that if we can't go out to eat at a restaurant as often as we are used to, folks were pretty interested in cooking a high-quality meal at home that satisfied their dining desires.
USDA's Rod Bain with that report, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.